This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Julie Yuker, J-U-L-I-E-Y-O-U-K-E-R, date of birth 09-08-2025. Please rewrite again. Date of birth 11-28-1964. Date of appointment 09-08-2025. Requesting physician Kenneth Riley, K-E-N-N-E-T-H-R-I-L-E-Y-D-O. Dear Dr. Riley, I have the pleasure of seeing Julie Yuker today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 60-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who came to my office with the son. She was in St. Mary's Hospital due to the shortness of breath. She has a shaking of the hands and body. When she's sleeping, body jumps. That is going on since 2008 when she had a subarachnoid hemorrhage. Her memory is not good. She lives with the husband. She cannot drive due to the right foot pain. She cannot cook. Her mind wanders. She leaves stove on. She can write the check. She has her dogs. Husband take the dogs outside. MRI of the brain done with and without contrast shows some white matter changes. Please rewrite again. MRI of the brain done with and without contrast shows no stroke or hemorrhage, but it shows hyperintensity in the central pons, which may reflect osmotic demyelination syndrome or advanced microangiopathic change. Past medical history. Lupus. COPD. Fibromyalgia. Raynaud's disease. Chronic respiratory failure. Degenerative disc disease. Past surgical history, open reduction, internal fixation of the right ankle, tubal ligation, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medications, doxycycline 100 milligram twice a day, magnesium, prednisone, albuterol, aspirin 325 milligram, atorvastatin 40 milligram, cholecalciferol, cyanocobalamin, fluticasone, gabapentin 100 milligram 3 times daily, hydrocodone, acetaminophen, hydroxychloroquine, omeprazole, sertraline 100 milligram, 2 tablet daily. Socialist, she used to be a smoker of 2 pack per day but stopped smoking 3 weeks ago. Does not drink alcohol. She is married, live with the husband, have 3 children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased. Father was having the tumor of the brain. 1 sister with diabetes, 6 brother have diabetes, heart disease and COPD. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, blackout, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, back pain. Physical examination. Blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. I did the mini mental status examination and she scored 28 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, tip tender reflex is 2-4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 60-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one. Mild cognitive impairment. Number 2, essential tremors. Number 3, anxiety. Number 4, restless leg syndrome. Number 5, back pain. Next paragraph. Her MRI findings are non-specific. Or it may be related to the low oxygen. Patient does not want any more medication for memory, tremors, or restless leg syndrome. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months. I will repeat the MRI of the brain in 1 year. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.